This is an Aero News Touch and Go with Aviation News in Brief for April 14th. I'm Paul Plack. NBAA and AOPA are celebrating lobbying successes in defeating, at least for this year, a proposed 0.5% annual excise tax on aircraft in the state of Washington. A source close to the negotiations tells the Wall Street Journal merger talks between U.S. Airways and United Airlines appear serious, but that the deal is just as likely to fall through as it is to move forward. Embraer and Australinas Arias of Argentina say they finally settled on a contract for 20 new Embraer 190 jets. Cessna is welcoming 6 more flight schools to its Cessna Pilot Center's network. Sonex, Wayex, and Xenos aircraft kits have become the first to participate in the new NKET, or National Kit Evaluation Team Checklist, the FAA's new system for measuring compliance with the 51% rule. Vertical Power has introduced VPX, a new electronic circuit breaker system for experimental and light sport aircraft that protects and controls up to 30 circuits on an aircraft and interfaces with EFIS from Advanced Flight Systems, GRT Avionics, and MGL Avionics. The FAA has added 5 more colleges and universities to its Air Traffic Collegiate Training Initiative, bringing the total number of affiliated schools to 36. NBAA and its maintenance committee say last week's 25th Annual Maintenance Management Conference drew its highest attendance ever, with 350 participants on hand in San Diego. And the U.S. Department of Homeland Security is urging smartphone manufacturers to add a sensor that gives the phones a sense of smell and programming which allows them to phone for help when they detect dangerous chemicals. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, AEA President Paula Dirks gives us a nutshell history of the Aircraft Electronics Association, and Mike Adamson tells us about AEA scholarships. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.